Germany, we are the first country to abolish parliamentary immunity, thereby exposing members of parliament to the risk of losing their seats and facing imprisonment over alleged misconduct within the House. Ms. Sandonga stated that parliamentary immunity remains a cornerstone of democratic governance, as it allows legislators to freely debate national issues and hold the executive accountable without fear of retaliation. He noted that Zambia, as a founding member of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, is expected to uphold democratic values anchored on the separation of powers. Ms. Sandonga argues that the next removal of charter protection would undermine the independence of the National Assembly and weaken the country's democratic framework. Ms. Sandonga has since appealed to lawmakers to vote the ruling party in the opposition to reject Bill 46 in its current form and uphold constitutional provisions describing the Constitution as the supreme law of the land.
We would like to warn that the passage of the 46 leads to turning Zambia to a just era of rescinding of unity period when fear and lack of truth and balance weaken democratic institutions. Furthermore, we urge the executive through the Attorney General to avoid any appearance of interference in parliamentary business. Parliament must be allowed to operate independently free from executive influence in order to preserve the principle of separation of power. The group is of any country democracy. Any attempt to control the affairs of the National Assembly undermines the principle and threatens Zambia's democratic value. We appeal to lawmakers from both the ruling party and the opposition to reject the Constitution in its current form. I have called on MPs to uphold democratic traditions and resist borrowing laws that could erode fundamental freedoms.
The 14-year-old boy of Lokani village in Mambo district of Eastern Province has been burnt to death after a fire battered the room in which he was sleeping. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mumba confirmed the incident, saying it occurred on Friday, April 24, 2022, around 20 hours, and was later reported to peace at about 21:51 hours. Mr. Mumba said the deceased, Augusta Sikala, who was physically disabled, had been left at home alone earlier in the day as his father and sister went for a meeting, returning later in the evening. He explained that the sister later heard the boy calling out and, upon checking, discovered that the room was already engulfed in flames, making it impossible to rescue him. Mr. Mumba says villagers were alerted and managed to retrieve the body after getting into the room. He says the body had severe burns while the house was extensively damaged. Bankers Association of Zambia, BOZ President Nyundwa Siyatarama, has aided small and medium enterprise SMEs to take advantage of local content regulations to secure business opportunities with mining companies. Speaking in an interview with Think News, Mr. Siyatarama noted that banks and other stakeholders have introduced various initiatives to train SMEs on how to effectively do business with mines. He advised SMEs to stay informed about industry development and actively look for opportunities to benefit from what the mines are about to offer. Mr. Siyatarama further explained that banks remain available to provide both short and long-term financial support to eligible SMEs. The local content statutory instrument on the 28th of 2025 mandates that mining companies prioritize local suppliers, employ vendors, and invest in local capacity building.
The because the markets are opening up. I think we would like to invest in the mining sector, that sector, opening their doors to the structure. But of that, also the regulation, that can be an opportunity for businesses, for small businesses, for new businesses to come in and to be able to supply to the mine. And there's also that education that we provide by the sector.
Mm-hmm. The cartel never took part as convicted to the five illegal immigrants and unless the entry into Zambia, handing down fines ranging from 500 kwacha to 3,000 kwacha, with a default sentence of 6 months in imprisonment. The group comprising Ethiopian, Pakistani, and Bangladesh nationals was apprehended on February 27, 2026, during an intelligence raid operation conducted jointly by the Immigration Department and the police after a bus suspected of transporting prohibited immigrants abandoned its passengers in a beach area. According to Department of Immigration Chief Published by Relations Officer Matthew Schaefer, the 25 individuals are currently detained at the Marina Correctional Facility, pending payment of fines and subsequent removal from the country. Meanwhile, immigration has claimed the immigration department has apprehended 19 Ethiopian nationals in Kayunga village in Nakonde district, of whom 13 have been charged with illegal entry and 5 with failure to report an immigration officer upon entry into Zambia.
The Department of Immigration and Justice Enforcement Officials in Northern Province is offering that the recent conviction of an immigrant, as well as the apprehension of a Grenadian national pending conviction of suspected prisoners and identity documents from 2012 to 2026, after former metrics that convicted 25 members of immigrants, apprehended on 27 February 2026 to lead the entry into Zambia. The group comprised Ethiopian, Pakistani, and Bangladeshi nationals who apparently detained at the Marina Correctional Facility, pending payment of fines and subsequent removal from the country. In a separate operation in Nakonde, immigration officers apprehended 19 Ethiopian nationals in Kayunga village under Chief Kalakifa. Of these, 18 were charged with illegal entry, while 5 were charged with failure to obtain a permit for immigration officers and entry into Zambia.
The Association of Mine Suppliers and Contractors has welcomed the Public Sector Mines announcement that it will begin publishing its 2026 procurement plan, saying the move will improve transparency and expand opportunities for local suppliers and contractors. Association President Preston Mann notes that publishing procurement plans in advance will enable Zambian businesses to anticipate upcoming projects and prepare adequately to participate. In an interview with State News, Mr. Mann notes that earlier states to such information will allow local contractors to mobilize resources, secure financing, and explore strategic partnerships, including joint ventures. Mr. Mann has stated that this level of preparedness is expected to improve the competitiveness of Zambian-owned enterprises within the mining supply chain. He adds that the development is also likely to enhance local contractor participation as more domestic suppliers position themselves to bid for contracts that were previously difficult to access due to limited information.
This gives us the sufficient relief to say the mines are now beginning to respond to the SI, and then they are also willing to support local suppliers and contractors. Because this is a public sector information announcement, it simply means that we begin to prepare ourselves for the opportunities that lies ahead, and then whether they require financial capital, whether they require joint ventures and so on and so forth, we'll be able to prepare ourselves and approach my family and say, look, this one that is coming in the third quarter, to make it like this, and we submit proposals. So we see a number of Zambian suppliers and contractors participating going forward.
From Adam.
Thank you. We take a break.
From Adam. To visit. We're going to kick things off.
In Germany, the Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi is in Pakistan, but an Iranian official says there are no plans for a direct meeting between the U.S. and Iran. The White House says U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Donald Trump's son-in-law Jack Kushner are heading to Pakistan for Iran talks on Saturday, while Vice President J.D. Vance is on standby to join them. On Friday, Trump said Iran was making an offer on the U.S. They had to see, but he did not know yet what the offer was. The BBC has more in our reporter.
President Trump's envoys are heading to Pakistan for more talks on ending the Iran war. An Iranian delegation is already there, but Tehran says no direct meeting is planned. Right-wing government in Argentina says it wants to reopen talks with Britain over the session.